Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Let's play pretend that you've created a great new platform that will take your thought leadership to the next level. You've got initial buy-in from your best clients. But when it's time to adjust the relationship to include the new big idea, you get pushback. Not anything specific, mind you. They just slow walk the contract. Or they could even ghost you. What's going on? Here's the problem. The rubber has hit the road. All of this was creative, pie-in-the-sky stuff until this moment. Now they have to change, and it doesn't feel stable. At best, there's buyer's hesitation. At worst, there's resistance. Here are two ways to avoid this slow-moving train wreck. First up, don't make them change if they don't want to. Give the resistant clients the option to move with you or stay the same. And then integrate your new work into what you're already doing. This will give them a safer, no-risk way to see for themselves the power of your best work. Next time you're up for renewal, it'll be a lot easier. Second, let them jump on the bandwagon. You know, not everyone is an early adopter. Some folks like to sit on the sidelines and see how serious you are about this new direction. They don't want to be a lab rat or flavor of the month. So focus on launching media and other promotional activities and keep these folks posted. Include them on your social media campaigns. Give them updates of your success stories and what other clients are doing. Chances are they will follow along once they see your success because it's safer to make the move. You know, there's a big difference between cheerleading for you on the sidelines and fighting with you in a foxhole. There's some fear in the latter, so tread lightly. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.